Rome has long been a prime destination for tourists, from backpackers to religious pilgrims. Recently, city officials decreed that all hotels, even campsites, must impose a new tax on travelers. And as NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from the Italian capital, hotel owners are furious.
There's a carnival atmosphere in Rome at the end of the Christmas holidays when Romans and tourists flock to Piazza Navona. Reggie Mudd from Nashville, Tennessee, is snapping photos of the crowds and Baroque fountains. He has heard about the new hotel tax, but he's unfazed about the extra cost.
I mean, coming to Italy is expensive, you know, to begin with. So a little bit more, I mean, are you not going to come because of it? I don't think so.
However, Italian tourist Giorgio Severini, visiting with his family of four, is angry.
I guess we have to pay, but I don't know whether it's justified. And in any case, they should have warned us ahead of time.
The hotel tax went into effect January 1st. It varies according to the type of accommodation. Each person over the age of 10 has to pay from an extra €1 a night at campsites and bed and breakfast to €3, that's about $4 a night, at luxury hotels. The Rome City Council estimates it will raise more than $100 million a year, and it promises to use the funds to remove some of the city's major shortcomings and offer better services. That's a tall order. Roman traffic is so bad it even drowns out church bells, and walking in this city is a feat not for the faint-hearted. Pedestrians have to elbow their way through thousands of cars parked along narrow streets and watch out not to sprain their ankles on ever-present potholes and broken cobblestones. Francesca Corsetti, concierge at a three-star hotel in central Rome, says her client's number one complaint is about the poor quality of public transportation.
Sicuramente non coglie il plauso della gente, molto disappunto.
No one is happy about this tax, that's for sure, both because it's steep and because nobody knows whether services will really improve.
Tourism is Italy's number one industry, and Rome is arguably the cradle of modern tourism. Its ancient ruins and Renaissance artworks have attracted visitors for centuries. Rome was the focal point of the required educational grand tour, as conceived by writers such as Goethe, Stendhal, and Henry James. This may be why Romans tend to take for granted the annual tourist onslaught and have done little to make the city more welcoming. Independent tour operator Giorgio Sansa is worried. He says Italy is already losing ground to Spain, Greece, and Turkey, which are much cheaper.
We are too expensive. We don't realize that we need tourism. We have so much to offer. We have so much to show. We have some of the best cuisines in the world. We have culture, arts, but that's not enough. We have also to watch our prices because people are looking for the good bargain.
But the cash-strapped Rome City Council is undeterred. Not only has it imposed a hotel tax, tourists visiting city-owned museums are now being charged €1 more than residents. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.